So, as you can tell, we had a fantastic time at VBS. Can we get a round of applause one more time for everybody who helped? Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, nowadays, the movie scene is kind of filled with superhero movies. They're all over the place. Every month, there's a new superhero movie coming out, and it started me reflecting, because growing up, my favorite superhero was Superman. He growing up, my dad had all of the 1950s George Reeves TV series in black and white, and we would watch them almost every night, to the point where I still have the intro to that TV series completely memorized. It's fantastic, but the thing when talking about Superman is I have to clarify with a lot of people, because the Superman you see in movies today is not the same Superman that I fell in love with. And anybody who's read the original, the 1938 comics, or watched the 1940s cartoons, or watched George Reeves in the 1950s TV series, understands that they are very, very different people. See, Superman in the movies today, he's out there, right? There's some alien that has shown up and is threatening to destroy the Earth, or there's some villain who has had an entire city held captive, and these things make for really, really great million-dollar, well, debatably great, million-dollar blockbusters, right? But Superman is no longer everyone's hero. See, in the 1938 comics, Superman was a hero to everyone individually. He interacted with individual people's lives, and everybody who read the comics knew that Superman was my hero. Superman's first issue is Action Comics number 1, came out in 1938. Superman saves 3 people, just 3. The first person he saves is a woman wrongfully committed who did not commit a crime. She's on death row. And Superman finds the real criminal, has him tied up, delivers him to the governor's office with a signed confession. The second thing that Superman does is he rescues a woman who's being abused by her husband. And the third thing that Superman does is he rescues Lois Lane from a group of gangsters who have kidnapped her. See, when I read the Superman comics as a kid, he was a symbol of hope. Because Superman helped everybody. He cared for people on an individual level. Superman gave you hope that when you were walking home and it's late at night and you weren't sure what was going to be around the next corner, Superman was the guy that, even if there was a bad guy around the corner, he would zoom in and rescue you. Superman as a kid gave me the hope that when I showed up to school, even if there were bullies, I knew before anything happened, Superman was going to be the one to come in and rescue me. And if you saw the Man of Steel movie that came out a few years ago, there's a scene where Superman sits in front of Lois Lane, and she asks, what does the symbol on your chest mean? It's an S, okay? His name is Superman. The S stands for super. Like, I don't understand where they were going with. And then he sits down and he gives this monologue. It's a winding symbol of hope. What? Superman is hope. He doesn't need a symbol to symbolize hope. That's who Superman is. And I always struggle with that. Why does Superman need to wear this symbol when that's who he is? Right? The final line of George Reeves' intro is, Superman, a mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. So that's what Superman stands for. He is truth. He is justice. And Superman became so popular that he would affect the entire film industry. I don't know if you guys know this, but the reason green screens are green is because of Superman. See, originally the green screen was blue. And if Superman stands in front of a blue screen, he kind of becomes just hands and a head. Right? So because of that, they changed the blue screen to green, and to this day, the green screen is the standard for almost every film. Superman became so popular that he is known to voices around the globe. He's not just an American phenomenon, he's a worldwide phenomenon. And the reason that I think Superman grew to such a big popularity is because a lot of the characteristics that Superman stands for are the same characteristics that the greatest savior of all time stood for. See, when I was trying to think about what to say for today's message, we went through a lot of really heavy topics at VBS. We had a lot of hard, tough conversations with the kids. But I didn't want to come up here and wrap up VBS on this sad, somber note, because that's not what VBS is. VBS is filled with joy. It's filled with happiness. And yes, we talked about things that were hard. But at the end of the day, that's not what encompasses VBS. So any of you students in here that remember the lessons that we talked about, you're going to have to give me a little hand here, because we went through five statements that the kids all have a response to. So each response is a heavy topic that we talked about with the kids. So the first topic is, when you're lonely,
Jesus rescues.
When you worry,
Jesus rescues.
When you struggle,
Jesus rescues.
When you do wrong,
Jesus rescues.
And when you feel powerless,
Jesus.
So I started going through each one of the topics. I was like, "What? How can I give a message that's uplifting, that starts with feeling powerless and ends up with powerful? How do I start a message that talks about being lonely and ends with being surrounded by people?" And then I realized there's a second statement that follows every single one of those phrases. Jesus rescues. It doesn't matter where you started in life. It doesn't matter what mistakes you've made. It doesn't matter how lonely you feel. It doesn't matter the anxiety that plagues you. Because no matter where you are, Jesus will always rescue. I loved reading the stories of Superman as a kid. They're fantastic stories that filled me with so much joy. But the difference between Jesus and those stories is exactly that. They're stories. As much as I would wish it, Superman is never going to run through that door and save me. As much as I would love to, the more I read those comics, it's not going to make them any more true. But I know for a fact that the living God lives and breathes through each and every one of us today. That the power of Christ is alive and real in this room and across the globe. Because Jesus always rescues. Because Jesus is real. He's not just a fictional story. One of the really cool things that Pastor Mark pointed out to me earlier this week is though there are many, many denominations around the world, there's only one denomination that has clinged to the Hebrews 13:8 verse. See, Foursquare has grabbed onto the idea that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the Bible, we see stories of lame men who walked, blind men who could see, the sick healed. That same Jesus that performed the miracles that many of us read about every day is real today. And all it takes is a little bit of faith. Faith to say, Jesus, where I'm powerless, I want you to make me strong. Jesus, where I feel weak, I want you to fill the hole. And I know today I can stand here not afraid of feeling powerless, not afraid of the worry, not afraid of the struggles that I'm going to go through. Not because I don't feel those emotions. I feel afraid and powerless and lonely all the time. But those feelings don't bind me. Those feelings don't control me. Those feelings don't own me, because I am a son of the one true God who sets me free every single day. Because Jesus rescues me every single day, and because of that, I choose him every single day. And that is what we wanted to get across this year through VBS, through Kids Day Camp. There are going to be hard things that we go through in life. There are going to be many times when we feel like we just can't do it. And that's when we get down at the feet of Jesus and we say, Lord, rescue me. Because you are great, because you are worthy, because you sacrificed your only son for me. Let us pray.
Dear God, I thank you for the gift of life that you've given each and every one of us. God, I thank you that you sacrificed your son so that we could be set free. I thank you, God, that the sentence doesn't end with our powerlessness, but that it ends with your power and your glory on high. God, I pray today that your light would shine more brightly, that your mercy would feel more powerful, that your love would be more refreshing than it has been any other day. God, I pray that we would worship you with a fervor like never before, and that we would feel your rescuing embrace wrap around us. In Jesus' name.